This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Getting back into it here at 4 o'clock. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr.'s idol today, Matt Scraby, alongside here in the Odyssey Palace. 2 hours from now, Scraby will kick me out, and he'll go it alone on the Scraby Chronicles from 6 to 7 p.m. Still ahead, we got to break down the Super Bowl commercials. Although that seems less important as time goes by.
I agree.
I don't know
that.
What it is. Maybe I used to care about them more, but maybe they're just kind of out of ideas. I don't know. Thought there was a couple of good ones. Couple of ones that, you know, I didn't think were so good. We'll check on that a little bit later.
I can't even... There's what? One that sticks out in my head immediately.
That you liked or didn't like?
That I thought was great. And you didn't like it. You thought it was weird, so...
All right, well, we'll kick that around a little later. Also, the Aztecs, you just heard a promo for Brian Dutcher there, and the Aztecs... Ah, God! Just missed like 8 straight free throws, Scraby! In the second half.
That's what I say all the time.
Like, how do you miss 8 straight free throws? And they were like behind by 1 point, and after that they were behind by 10 or something, and that was pretty much the game. They didn't lose the game in any other area to Colorado State except free throws.
You can't expect to win basketball games when you miss your free throws.
Not that many. I think they were 11 for 21, but they missed 8 in a row. And apparently... right now, they're like number 300 and something in the nation in free throwing. So that's really not helping the squad.
That is, what, 300?
There's 300 and, I think there's 340 some odd teams, and the Aztecs are now in the 300s.
How
in free
in the
throwing.
World can you be that bad at shooting
well,
free throws?
Well, somebody's got to be down in the 300s, but unfortunately, it's our squad. They've got to do better. They play at San Jose State tomorrow. The Aztecs have, you know, and I'm going to get to the Christopher the fan, sorry. The Aztecs have put themselves in the spot. Now, with 8 games left in the regular season, they can maybe lose one, maybe. And they need to beat both Utah State and New Mexico. And those games are still a couple of weeks away. But those are the only 2 games I see that could boost them out of the bubble, or out of... I don't even know if they would be in right now as an at-large. I don't think they would.
I think it's like the Padres last year. At some point, you got to get rid of the division. You just got to search for the wild card. In this case, it's win the Mountain West.
Win the Mountain West tournament.
And take it out of the decision-makers' hands.
They may have to do that. You're right. Now, the funny thing is the team that is closer to winning their conference and going to the NCAA tournament is not the Aztecs. It's UC San Diego.
Yes.
The Tritons crushed.
They ain't eat us.
They crushed, the Anteaters, UC Irvine, which UC Irvine was in first place. The game was in Irvine, and UCSD beat them by 18. And now all of a sudden, they have the inside track to be the top seed in the conference tournament. And their conference tournament, they you get a bye if you're in the top two spots. So UCSD would only have to win two games in their tournament. UCSD is really in its first full-fledged season of NCAA basketball.
Well, weren't they pretty good last year?
Yeah, but they weren't eligible for anything.
Yeah.
But the fact is, this is their first real season, and what a job. Eric Olson, I think it is.
Olin.
Sorry?
Olin.
I'm sorry, Olin. Well, maybe I just thought there was a misprint, and it should have been Olson. Yeah, okay, Eric Olin is doing.
I'm making sure.
I apologize for saying Olson. Yeah, that's Olin. My own slip-up. Yeah, Eric, I mean, you know, that's a great job. I mean, to bring this team to where they are right here, fantastic.
He, I don't know that he's going to be joining the show, but we're going to have someone from UCSD basketball.
We should have. Yeah, we definitely should. They have gone ahead of the Aztecs in some of the ranking metrics now, UCSD.
That's so. What Mark Ziegler said over the weekend, the best team in San Diego. Might not be on the Mesa this year.
Well, the Aztecs did beat them head-to-head back in November, but I think it bears mentioning right now UCSD's playing better than the Aztecs are. All right, we better go to Chris versus the fans or it's going to be a disaster.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy-do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, you will be playing for a qualification for a trip to see Motley Crue in their brand new Las Vegas residency at the Dolby Live at Park MGM, March 28th through April 19th, and you will be qualified for that chance to win a trip. Plus, they're going to qualify you for two tickets to the show, a hotel stay at Park MGM, and more. Get your tickets to Motley Crue, the Las Vegas residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM now at Ticketmaster.com. The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it. And we will give you that first question for free today. All right. I think that's it. Let me set up my little system over here.
Yes.
And we'll go to our first caller of the day, Jason in San Diego. Hello, right. Jason.
Jason.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very good, sir.
Pretty good.
Very good.
You ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. The Padres signed a catcher last week. Who did they sign?
Who was it?
Last week?
Was it the week before?
Maybe the week before, Jason.
Is this a...
Yeah, so it was Elias Diaz.
Elias Diaz.
Okay, it's a moot point on my end because you got it right.
Didn't they sign Martin Maldonado after Elias Diaz?
I don't think so. No. I know he was signed before because we're like, what was the point of that signing if you're going to get Diaz?
Got it. All right. It's a win for you, Jason, either way.
Jason said, yep, I appreciate the support, Jason. Here we go, question number two. Where did Pete Alonso play college baseball?
Oh, the polar bear. That's a tough one, I think.
And I knew he grew up in Tampa, and I'm going to say that he played at Tennessee.
You're the only Tennessee. Stay there, Jason.
I think he was a Gator. Florida Gators.
I didn't think you would know that.
Yeah. I know a little
Jason, thank you for playing.
No little college baseball here.
I had no idea he was from Florida. I guess he strikes me as a Florida guy now that I know he's from Florida.
He strikes me kind of as a guy that was born right down the street from Shea Stadium. He looked like a new Yaka to me, man.
A new Yaka?
Yeah, he does.
All right, let's go to our next contestant. We'll go to Danny.
Danny.
Hello, Danny.
What's happening?
How's it going, guys?
We're good.
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thank you.
All right.
What'd you do over the weekend, yeah. Dan? I mean, what are you getting into this whole conversation with Dan? This isn't.
Oh, it was my birthday, actually.
Oh, happy birthday.
Very good. Happy birthday.
Sorry, yeah,
this
Party.
Isn't The Price is Right where, you know, Drew Carey talks to the contestant for 10 minutes.
Hey, Danny seemed like he wanted to talk, so we were going to talk for a second. All right.
Good.
Danny, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Who was the main player in the trade that sent Luka to the Lakers?
Luka. Who went the other way?
Anthony Davis?
Yep.
Ooh, I thought for a second. He's hurt, by the way.
Yes, we didn't get to that yet. He had a monster game in his debut.
26-16.
Oh, yeah, he was incredible, and then now he's out for a month.
He's a month?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was. He said after the game it wasn't that big of a deal.
He was wrong.
Oh, man. That's brutal.
Sorry about that, Dallas.
All right, Danny, here we go. Question number two. What Fox analyst did Tom Brady take over for this season?
I want to say Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen
is correct. Good, Danny, two for two.
Many people are leading the charge, Chris, on getting Greg Olsen in the booth over Tom Brady.
Good. Good. I'm with all of you people.
They're never going to do that.
No, they're
Tom
not.
Brady is making
Greg
too
Olsen
much money.
Is just much better. Sorry. He just is.
And they would be good in a three-person booth, I think. Maybe. I know you don't like them. All right, Danny, here we go. Question number three. In the history of the American League, who or what team has won the most total batting titles in the American League?
My God. The history of the American League. Which team has won the most batting titles? Interesting question.
We did NL last
week. The Red Sox.
Red Sox, he said.
Red Sox.
Had a few there with not a winner, though, huh?
Stay there.
Well, the Yankees is the obvious one, but honestly, I don't remember a lot of Yankee batting title guys. I'm going to take an educated guess here that Ty Cobb started it off and the Tigers have the most, but I don't know.
I hate you.
Oh, sorry about that.
It was the Tigers.
Danny hates me more.
Sorry,
man.
Danny. I thought you had that one.
He was close
thought
to victory.
You had that one. All right, let's go to our next contestant. We'll go to, I don't know if this is still Kirsten. I remember last time something happened with Kirsten.
Is this the backside of this place?
Okay. We're going to go back to something else. I don't want to catch that conversation if it was something bad.
Don't risk it.
Alan, you're up next.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, good, Alan. Good.
Are you ready to go, Alan?
Here we go.
Alan's yes,
ready.
All right. I
Alan's
would ask you about your weekend, but Chris doesn't want that.
Yeah,
so
no more small talk.
All right.
Man, I just remembered it was Danny's birthday, and I just, like,
ruined
crushed
his
him
day,
with that
I
Tiger
I know.
Answer.
Who won the Super Bowl MVP last night?
Jalen Hurts.
There you go. Good start. Go. A little warm-up question for you there.
What is the name of the player that was recently sent back to Charlotte after his physical failed?
Huh. This NBA question?
That is an NBA question. I guess I should tell
Alan's
you.
Alan's like, I didn't sign up for any NBA questions.
Yeah, I hate these NBA questions, man. I'm not sure.
Okay, stay there. Don't really think you can.
Yeah, sorry. We talked about this already today. Let me make sure I'm answering the right question. What was
you
it?
Are.
Okay, Mark Williams. Sorry, Alan, but thanks for playing.
Sorry, Alan.
Always good to have Alan. Alan's a good player, though. I like it.
All right, we're going to do one more before we go into tiebreaker.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to... I'm looking to see who's held the... Jason.
Another Jason. We got two
Hello,
Jason.
Today.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jason.
Ready to play?
He's ready. He's born ready.
All right. Question number one. Who was the only NFL player to rush for over 2,000 yards this season? Barkley is correct. Here we go to the next one. What kind of sport did the team stuck in the Andes Mountains play? This was retold in the movie Alive. The team that got stuck in the Andes Mountains, what sport did they play?
You either know this or you just are like, this is out
it
of the
It was in the movie
field.
Alive.
Again.
Hockey.
Team.
Stay there, Jason.
I thought they were a soccer team, but I never watched the movie. Oh!
Rugby.
Rugby it is,
they were
Jason.
A rugby
good for
player.
You.
Guess what?
I was pretty sure of myself there.
I just watched a documentary on that recently.
Okay.
Those guys were the worst possible people to crash because they were so in shape that there was...
Oh, brother,
no
don't
meat.
Tell me.
No meat.
Yeah, don't tell me.
All right, here we go. Final question to you, Jason.
For the win, Jason!
In last year's Chiefs Super Bowl win, what player had the most rushing yards for the Chiefs?
Last year?
Yeah. This was supposed to be asked on
Kelsey.
Friday. Kelsey? Stay there,
they didn't
Jason.
Give me any help. Most rushing yardage
yep.
for the Chiefs?
Mm-hmm.
No, just to piss you off, I'll say Patrick Mahomeboy.
The reason
I knew you would, I knew that's where you were going.
I went into that question thinking it was going to be someone else. It ended up being him. I'm sorry, Jason. All right.
Sorry, Jason.
We're going to go tiebreaker. Let's go with Saquon.
Okay. Career numbers for Saquon Barkley?
Yep.
What do you got?
He's been injured a few times, so that will play into it. Getting that Pro Football Reference. All right, I am ready to go. Let's get our contestant on the line. Chris, give me a 1 through 6.
6.
Eli. Hello, Eli.
Hello.
Are you ready to play the tiebreaker? Have you ever played before?
I have played.
He knows it.
All right, so I'm going to ask Chris for a number. He's going to give me that number. And Eli's going to guess whether the actual number is higher or lower than what Chris said. Chris, in the 7 years that Saquon Barkley has played in the NFL.
Right.
That's a long time, by the way. Longer than I thought. What is his longest run of his career?
Longest run of his career?
Yes.
74 yards.
Wow, okay. Eli, is the actual answer higher or lower?
Going over.
Going over. Higher. You are correct, Eli, but Chris was very, very close.
What was it?
78. And guess what? He did that in his rookie season.
Oh, it wasn't this year.
No, this
year.
He had
a lot of long runs this year.
He did. This year it was 72.
All right.
But there
we
go.
Very good, Eli. Stay on the line.
Yes.
You might be going to Las Vegas. We will be going to check traffic, though, right now. And then I got a couple of baseball things to update you on.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 4:23 is the time. Tony Gwynn Jr. is idle today. 5:30, about an hour or so away, we will announce the winner of today's Biggest Fan. So make sure you're tuned in, especially if you're already signed up for that. If you haven't signed up for it yet, you end up going to a Padre game, sitting in the suite, 20 friends. It's a wonderful prize. Scraby will even come by and eat some of your food.
If you invite me.
Everybody's favorite sweet guest, Matt Scraby.
I am a very pleasant person.
You're a pleasant guy to be around, sure. And you don't really eat too much because you're on the...
No, I don't.
On the...
I don't like eating in front of people.
Fat loss.
I don't like eating in front of people. It's a weird thing I have.
Go to 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Get registered. A three-person arbitration panel today has sided with prospective Minnesota Timberwolves owner Alex Rodriguez, along with his partner, Mark Lohr. Yeah, I'm so excited. Looks like A-Rod's going to get the T-Wolves. Apparently, there was an issue with the current owner, Glenn Taylor. He said that A-Rod had missed the deadline for a $600 million payment. Can you imagine?
I know I get stressed when I'm missing the payment on my car, $6. Let alone $600
million. Yeah, $6 or $600 million. But apparently the arbiters ruled in favor of A-Rod that they should have been given a 90-day extension, according to the contract.
Interesting.
Setup. So it's looking like A-Rod is going to, they have raised enough money. It's in an escrow account. And... A-Rod's always on the sidelines for the Timberwolves anyway.
I know.
Cheering along. So,
does he live in Minnesota now?
I have no idea.
He is rich enough that he could just fly back
wherever
and forth,
he wants
I guess.
To go, yeah. But no, A-Rod could be the owner of the T-Wolves. Looks like it's going to happen.
He also, that's also to own something else too, right? Is it the Lynx as well?
Maybe. A-Rod may want to reconsider though. First quarter score in Cleveland tonight. The Cavaliers 16, the Timberwolves nothing.
Oh.
That's a bad start to a game.
I always think about that. Like, what is a guy who just bought a franchise think when you look up at the scoreboard and your team is zero?
Yeah, 16-0 they're losing today. I'm promised a couple of baseball notes. We know that, or we should probably, Kike Hernandez back to the Dodgers. I've always been a Kike fan. I know he plays for the Dodgers all the time, so we're supposed to hate him. He said a lot of nice things about the Padre fans and the Padres after that series. He's really a good player, and he's especially good in the playoffs.
In the World Series.
And he hit the home run in game 5 against the Padres that broke the tie and got the remember, the Padres didn't score, but the Dodgers didn't score much.
No, they scored 2 runs.
Two home runs.
Yeah.
And one of them was hit by Kike. Farhad Zaidi is back in Dodger blue. He will be assisting Dodger owner and chairman Mark Walker.
How many people do they need in that organization? Like, I'm not crying about how many coaches they have or front office people, but it seems like they got a lot of everything.
Sorry, I'm just reporting the news.
Oh, well,
don't shoot the messenger.
That doesn't move the needle for me anyway.
Here's one that we can all agree on. Brewers are going to honor the late Bob Uecker with a uniform patch this year. I don't think anyone's going to argue that.
What about the Reds?
This they may argue. The Reds are going to wear a number 14 sleeve patch to honor Pete Rose. Now, that's going to be polarizing to a certain number of people.
It shouldn't be.
Well, just saying. Pete Rose died in September at the age of 83.
I don't really like it either, though, Chris, when teams, like, for the longest time wanted nothing to do with you, now that you're gone. And it's
there's a little something to be said for that. You know, the Phillies brought Pete Rose back and honored him at an old-timers event.
Okay.
I don't remember the Reds ever bringing Pete Rose back.
I'm gonna have to check on that, but he was like a dirty word in Cincinnati
for
a while.
He's not going, you know, as I said before, the Hall of Fame gave him a lifetime ban. His lifetime's over. I'd like to see him go into the Hall of Fame. There's no doubt that Pete Rose never figured it out, though, and never once finally came to grips with what he did was wrong.
Yeah, he didn't think
so. And if he would have done that, he probably would have a little more support.
Probably.
But he still has my support as a player, and I think he's paid enough, you know. The guy's been banned from baseball now for, it was 1989 when it happened, and now he's passed. You know, let's go.
How long did that investigation take?
Bygones.
Was it shorter than what Ipe had?
Probably a little longer.
I was just thinking that. I was just thinking.
The Pete Rose thing, as far as I can remember, went on and on and on and on and on and on for months and months and years and years. Like, it seemed like forever. They're talking about Pete Rose and whether he bet on baseball and this, that, and the other. So,
you know, I tried to bring up this on... never mind. It doesn't matter. I'm not going down that road again.
Okay. Well, congrats. I mean, the Brewers... Thumbs up. The Reds, I say thumbs up, but I think there'll be some people who think thumbs down. Quick break. More Gwen and Chris. Big Five, as a matter of fact. Some fun stuff coming up there, including one of Scraby's favorite players potentially going to one of Chris's favorite teams. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Without Gwen today. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. 90 minutes away from the Scraby Chronicles. I hope we leave you some topics to talk about. I know you want to get into the Super Bowl commercials a little bit.
Yeah, we'll do this
at the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh.
Or unless we have time left in the Big Five.
Okay.
Which is rare.
Yes.
I did want to just read this because they just put it up on the board. We were in a deep depression around here and basically have been since the decision of Roky Sasaki.
Oh,
to choose
I'm
the Dodgers.
It.
You're over it.
No,
not
I, hate,
everybody.
I hate him now.
I know you hate him. But I was just looking at this, and I'm just throwing it out there because it sure would be fun if this really could happen. The Dodgers right now have Yamamoto, Ohtani, Snell, Glasnow, Landon Knack, Bobby Miller, Clayton Kershaw hurt, Tony Gonsolin, Dustin May.
They don't have Clayton Kershaw. He's not under contract.
You know what I mean. They're going to have him. Nine other pitchers besides Roky Sasaki. What if he just doesn't pitch as well as a few of those guys and doesn't even make the rotation? How's he going to feel about the decision he made then? Remember, he's not making a lot of money.
No.
It's not like they've invested that much money in him. I mean,
they haven't.
This was the argument that we were making in San Diego that I'm sure he didn't listen to. But you could have come here and been the star, the guy. The spotlight. In L.A., he could miss the rotation, conceivably, but not impossible, right? With those names I just read off?
Not impossible.
A lot of those guys are hurt or coming back, but you know what I mean? Eventually, they're all going to be healthy at one point. All right, let's check traffic. I'm just trying to make the Padre fans feel it.
Well, I think that's a great thought. I mean, I would love to see Roky Sasaki.
Wouldn't that be great if he was like the long man out of the bullpen? Awesome.
Well, everything that we were told leading up to it was not true. Like the whole thing where he prefers to be in a smaller market. He's a quiet guy. He doesn't like the media. He doesn't. He would much rather be behind a franchise with established stars. None of that was true, Chris. None of it. Because he immediately picked the Dodgers, which goes against everything
they
that
had.
He
had to pick the Dodgers because what's the guy's name? Shohei's interpreter again?
Ipe.
Yeah, Ipe bet on Sasaki to go to the Dodgers. They had to. It's all part of the conspiracy.
Yeah, and Shohei had a bet somewhere in this world.
All
know?
Part mm-hmm. of the conspiracy. Mm-hmm. Great. All right. Traffic, Big Five time.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, before we get into it this hour, 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $250 off your print order. Exclusions do apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends April 5th. Plus, you could save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples. All right.
Number five.
Now, MLB fan blogs are places I like to go to because I like to see how the fans are thinking about their teams.
All right.
They're going right
They're
now.
They're an excellent representation of the fan base, yes. Are they not?
Yes. like the Reds blog is called, you know, the Big Red Machine. It is the Blog Red Machine, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah, not bad.
But they are going crazy, Chris, with fake trade proposals. And I like to read them, even though
Who's this, Padre fans?
No, just these fan blogs.
Oh, fan blogs in general.
And so the Orioles fan blog has been going nuts with trying to find a way to get Dylan Cease in an Oriole uniform this year. And I guess in real life, the Orioles have checked in quite a bit about Dylan Cease, but the price remains very, very high for Dylan Cease. But we saw Jackson Holliday not play that great for the Orioles last year, Chris, but there's obviously a lot more time in his career to figure it out.
Yeah.
The Oriole blog was suggesting they go Dylan Cease or Jackson Holliday straight up. Hmm. Chris, would you do that?
Nope. I like Jackson Holliday. I think his future is very bright. I think pitching's more important.
Right now,
I know it's only one year. Do I get Jackson Holliday for like 10 years or 7 years, right? Or 6?
Five more.
Yeah. Yeah. It's enticing. I don't see the Orioles.
I don't see them doing it either. No. But in a vacuum, I would have to think long and hard if I'm AJ Preller, because then you essentially, if everything goes according to plan, you have your second base locked up for the next 5 years.
You hope, you know. You do. Jackson Holliday really never proved it. I guess maybe the second time he came up, he was
better,
a little
but
better. Yeah.
He still wasn't great throughout his entire rookie season.
No.
He's also
only like 12 years old, so
he's very young.
Yeah.
Would I like to see Jackson Holliday for Dylan C straight up? If there is zero possibility of re-signing Dylan Cease, and this is offers on the table, I say you take it because you're getting a number one overall pick in return. There's got to be some sort of value in that. This will never happen, but I would think long and hard about it.
Some of the number one overall picks have not.
Oh, they've
been very good.
Some of them have been terrible. But he's got the pedigree. He's got a dad who played Major League Baseball. Okay. All right. I'm done.
I like what I have when I know what I have, as opposed to not being sure.
All right, Trevor wants to switch it. Gunnar Henderson, are you doing that?
He's more established, and I would probably be more inclined.
Okay.
Number four.
It was reported over the weekend by Fox Sports' Jay Glazer, Aaron Rodgers is not going to be back with the Jets next season. I guess he flew to New York to meet with the team last week, and they told him they wanted to move on.
Where's the crying emoji? I think
to... Emoji or
this.
Drop?
Drop. There it is.
Yeah,
that's about how I feel on this.
This is Devontae Adams, because it's also being reported Devontae Adams is likely to move on as well.
Well, Devontae Adams has to go where Aaron Rodgers goes. I think that's
a stain on his career that he keeps following Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
All right. It does seem like Rodgers wants to keep playing, but no official word has been given just yet if he does. I'm at first. Where would you like to see Aaron Rodgers play? I've thought about this for like 3 hours. I don't know that he fits anywhere in the NFL right now.
Really?
Especially coming off of his last season where he was not good. He was not. And he's getting older. Like, how can you think that you're going to get the old Aaron Rodgers and not the 2024 Aaron Rodgers? But I guess if you're looking for a place, you could go with a place like... maybe, I don't know. I don't have a place for him in the NFL. I don't think he fits anywhere. I know some teams going to take him in and be like, hey, you're the starter, and then ruin their development of their quarterback, but I can't see a
contending team. I think after the 49ers are unable to come to terms with Brock Purdy, perfect landing spot for you.
Where do you think he's going to go?
Raiders!
You think he's going to go to the Raiders? I thought you were joking.
I don't know.
That's,
I think if he goes anywhere, the Raiders,
they don't have a chance at winning a Super Bowl.
Las Vegas, perfect for Aaron Rodgers. Put him back in the limelight.
He can do ayahuasca.
Although New York should have been big enough.
Right?
I think he should call it quits before he damages his reputation a whole lot further. That would be my honest answer here. But that's not what you asked.
Trevor says Titans. I don't see him going. So,
Titans is totally inconsequential. That's like going to hibernation.
It is going to hibernation. Yeah. There's no real place where he can go and make a team a Super Bowl contender right now. Yeah. I just don't see it. Maybe Brock Purdy doesn't come to a deal and the 49ers are stuck with them.
49ers are not a Super Bowl contender. That's a last place team you're talking about joining them.
You know, I looked at the odds because, of course, the article came out.
Oh, yeah, they're probably already.
Way too early odds for the Super Bowl 60 champions.
49ers right there.
They're not even close.
Oh, really?
They're not even close. Huh. They're not even in the top five.
Might be able to make a bet.
Number three.
Spring training is underway, and by the way, Chris, I know the Padres had to do it last year, but I think it's cruel and unusual punishment to make pitchers and catchers report on Super Bowl Sunday, but that's what the Cubs did yesterday.
Yeah.
They had their uniforms on. Uniforms look glorious. They look great. The
brand
numbers,
new unis for the Cubs?
No, I mean like they're redesigning the uniforms from last year, so the numbers are going to be bigger on the back. They're going to be a better quality. The pants are going to be fit to the players.
You're talking about the uniforms basically have the same, but the fiasco that was last year where everything didn't look right, Nike has ironed that out to where the uniforms are going to look more presentable.
Yeah, Cubs shortstop Dansby Swanson apparently is a Nike guy, and he said there was, quote, a bajillion phone calls, end quote, about the uniforms last year. But he thinks they have it dialed in. The Nike Vapor Premier uniforms are what they called that rendition last year. They are not going to be an issue.
Those are going to be all sent to third world countries.
Yeah, like the Chiefs 3-peat shirts are out there.
That's right.
So, Chris, how important do you think the look of uniforms are for players?
Well, to players, the feel is more important than the look, I think. And it sounds like they're going to feel better. So I think it's a good deal. And I'm a big uniform guy. And I really struggled with watching early season baseball last year because it just looked uncomfortable. And it just, you know, gave me the willies a little bit.
It did.
I got a little more used to it, but I'm happy to see, looking at the jersey I just looked at with the new look, that they're back.
I mean,
looking a little more comfortable.
It looks like a regular major league uniform. I think this is important. I think the players felt like they looked stupid last year, and it's not going to affect their play, but I do think it's important for players to feel like they look the part. I mean, those jerseys last year, mainly the pants. The see-through pants were a big issue.
Not something I needed.
The see-through pants were a massive, massive issue. But and then the sweat splotches that were all over the jerseys as well, those aren't going to be a problem anymore. So uniforms are going to be looking good.
Number two.
All right, Chris. The 49ers and Deebo Samuel are likely headed to a trade this offseason. After news was reported.
Don't be trying to shove your problems off on me.
The 49ers have allowed Deebo to seek a trade. After a pretty lackluster season, I'm up first. Do you think this is the right move for both parties? Absolutely. The Deebo era is over.
Oh, you think it needs to be over?
And last year,
but tell everybody what you said earlier.
What?
You're trying to dump the guy off on me.
Oh, well, I was getting to that. I think Deebo last year, he talked a lot of trash about not getting the ball. And then when he was throwing the ball, he couldn't do anything with it. I think that Deebo is a little irked that Brandon Ayuk got more money than him, which I would be if I was Deebo. I don't blame him for that. Deebo really was only good for that 1 year where the wide back was something that they just didn't know how to defend yet. And I appreciate Deebo for the time he spent in a 49ers uniform, but I do think it's time for them to move on. And I do think the perfect place for Deebo, and I'm not trolling you, Chris, the Dolphins. They need a guy like Debo with the Dolphins to do all the dirty work, and then they have Tyreek Hill go over the top. Boom. Touchdown.
We can do a Jaylen Waddle.
Get rid of him. Trade him back for Debo. I would take Jaylen Waddle on the 49ers.
Yeah. Mike McDaniels should know Debo right from being with the 49ers.
That's true, yeah.
Good but point. I'm going to say what I'm going to say the entire offseason about the Dolphins. If they don't get some beef on this team and somebody who is not just an out-and-out wuss out on the football field. Somebody that can actually stick their nose in there and make a tackle. Somebody that can run somebody over on a sweep. I mean, Miami is just the softest team in the league. That's got to change, and I don't know that. Although Debo's a tough player for a wide receiver, they have much bigger needs than him.
They do. They do.
But that's what I would say.
All right.
But thank you for the offer.
You didn't answer the actual question.
Yeah, good. Yeah, no, it's time to break up. Break up 49ers, Debo.
It's a divorce.
All right.
Number one.
We do have enough time. I guess we'll go do it here. Favorite commercial during the Super Bowl? I will say my favorite commercial.
You're going to go before me?
Okay, you go.
No, go ahead.
No, it's actually you.
My favorite commercial was an easy decision for me to make.
What?
It was called The Other David.
The Other David?
Yes, it was a commercial for Stella Artois beer.
David Beckham, yes.
David Beckham and Matt Damon.
That was a good one.
Matt Damon is told, I think... Or no, David Beckham's told that he has a long twin. Long lost twin, and he has the same name. So David Beckham shows up at the door, Matt Damon's playing the twin, and goes, what's your name? And he goes, hi, I'm David Beckham.
Yeah.
David Beckham's like, oh my God. And then Matt Damon kicks a football like a country mile.
And that was funny.
And then at the end, Matt Damon goes, I can't believe I have a famous soccer playing brother. And then what do they kid each other about? How famous? Is he Matt Damon famous?
Yeah.
And the guy goes, man, maybe Ben Affleck famous.
Which I thought was hilarious.
I thought that was a great one. From start to finish.
I do.
One of my favorites.
All right. I'm a fan of that one. That one was pretty good. I forgot about that one, actually.
Okay.
My favorite one is one that you said was weird, but it was Seal being a seal for Mountain Dew.
That gave me the willies. I couldn't deal with it.
I absolutely loved
Seal.
I think it was hilarious.
I hope he okayed that. I mean, like...
He was in the commercial at the end.
I know what the end he was. I didn't need Seal's face on a seal.
I didn't know that I needed it, but I definitely did need that. I'm looking at some of the other commercials. The one... what was it? The Harrison Ford.
That was my second favorite.
What?
Yep. At the end. Oh yeah, I thought Harrison Ford was right on point, and then at the very end when he looked in, and said
that was fun.
I always liked the Jeep, even though my name is Ford.
Yeah,
good ending. Like that. Like
wow,
that.
Wow, I was so bored by that commercial.
A little bored before
the Harrison Ford.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I'm like 175 years old, but.
That had to have been. Don't be nice to old people. See, you're not nice to old people. That's the problem. You got old ageism.
Maybe.
You have ageism problems.
Andy said the tongue commercial was gross, and I agree.
That was gross.
That was bad.
The other ones that I did not like, and I really find it interesting, that Little Caesars and, was it Pringles, both used floating eyebrows
and
one
mustaches.
And floating mustaches like it was the same commercial done completely separate from the other one.
Yes.
I thought that was pretty ironic and odd.
That was good. It wasn't good, but
I fell for the Nike one.
Which one?
About women. You can't win, so win. All those highlights of the great women athletes out there who've been told so many times they can't do it.
Oh.
But Nike, confirming that, yes, they can.
I don't know that I saw that
Caitlin
one.
Clark and many others. I thought that one was well done.
We have to mention the mayonnaise one, which I mean, how many times do we have to redo that When Harry Met Sally?
Yeah, it was great in Harry Met Sally. It was not great this time. And I don't know how I say this without sounding... the wrong way.
Uh-oh.
But this was for Novartis. Novartis.
Okay.
And basically the tagline was, breasts, give them the attention that they actually deserve.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
I hate to say it if you were a guy, but even a woman, it was kind of hard to watch that ad and not at least be drawn to it for a moment or two.
Of course. I mean, they knew what they were doing.
They knew what they were doing.
People also said the Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara pickleball commercial was pretty funny.
Was that a Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah,
though?
They were. Yeah, it was on earlier.
Oh, okay.
But they apparently were hustling everybody for Michelob Ultra. Which is fine.
Yeah, it wasn't a terrible Super Bowl day, but ad day. There were some moments.
Like you said, I mean, we always
but it doesn't
see
seem
these
to mean as much
before.
As it used. You know what also is funny is you never know the day after which ones are going to be iconic and maybe stick around for 5 or 10 years. Like, you may never see the Matt Damon ad again, or you may see it in 5 years and go, man, I've always loved this ad. You don't quite know Harrison Ford.
I mean,
you're down on Harry. I can't believe you're down on my man Harry Ford.
If he would have had Chewbacca sit in his passenger seat, I'm all in. But he doesn't like doing stuff like that.
He doesn't like to work with Chewie anymore.
No. Oh, the Dunkin' commercial with Bill and his girlfriend.
Overrated. Most overrated one of the day.
Bill and his girlfriend got a lot of attention last week.
Oh, Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend continues to get
a ton of attention. All right, that's it for the Big Five. Recap when we get back.